Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Well, I was just chatting with someone in the chat room saying I've been watching Anderson 360. And, wow, what a beginning of a new week. And, Martin Luther King Day. And then tomorrow, the swearing in. Wow, the president. We have a lot to be grateful for, brand new beginnings and brand new ideas floating. I have the TV volume off. I may pause it so I don't miss anything. A lot of parties, a lot of events going on. Maybe sometimes it's better to watch it on TV so that you can see all of it versus trying to be part of anything. So I have a gal that is part of the Washington scene, and I says, oh, my gosh, what are you seeing? Where are you going? And she says, nothing. I'm going to stay home and watch it on TV for 2 miles perimeter around all the events, Washington, the White House, and all there have stopped all traffic. So if you're in that perimeter, you have to walk. There are no buses, no yellow cabs. And she said, when you live that far out, and she's about a mile and a half, she says, I don't want to go anywhere. It's going to be 22 degrees or something. And she says, I think I'll watch on TV, it'll be safer and warmer. So, hi there, Gary, and nice seeing you too, and great name. Bliss is in the room, Karen, Izzy, and then I have a guest. Oh, more happy is in this room. I think I remember seeing that. I had fun. Let me share with you a gentleman named of Nick, spiritual sorcery, had me on the show. His show on the 17th. We had 2 hours of fast-going, huge number of people listening to the show, and then we had quite a few guests come on. You know, when you kids listen to the show, someone said, well, it looks like you only had so many numbers. I said, you have to appreciate the only numbers we see are the ones that have also a page that they filled out for Blog Talk Radio. And I average about 100 people a show. So there's a lot of you who just turn on the computer so you can listen. Well, Nick had this 2 hours to let me just talk my little heart out. I talked about help get me out of the funk, but I also pulled in time travel, and how our energy affects our perception and why we get in the funk. So I'm having him on. It's Nick of Spiritual Sorcery. On the 26th, and I don't know if I have time. I've been really busy around the house here. Tomorrow, the next day, I will put his information on the blog. So if you want to find the link, the fastest way, and I do have a shortcut, I'll put it on nancymaps.com, and that gets you to this main page. And then you can go and look right there where my name is listed, and the two-hour show is on there. I had had a cup of coffee before, about a good hour before the show started, and had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch. So when I started at 2 o'clock, I was ready to go, everybody. And afterwards, I said, I don't know if I took a breath. I just had so much fun, and we had the best calls. So to get you going, if you want a really fun 2 hour class. Environment, answer some really great past life questions, tied in time, accessing, recovery from the funk. It was really fun. So that was a really, really great show. And I'm having him on the 26th so we can, someone just said, very snowy, I got stuck in the snow. Oh, boy. So there is a chance of Washington D.C. having snow flurries tomorrow. So anyway, I got distracted. So I'm inviting you, this Blog Talk Radio certainly has opened up a lot of avenues for you young people to learn all about spirituality from every avenue. And even though he has a spiritual sorcery, it is because he says it's an opening up of consciousness, and that's what we talked about on the show. You always have a theme, and again, I would like to have a theme of new beginnings. If you have something that's really great and you figure out a way to survive the economic, or you come up with something clever, because today is a really great holiday, Martin Luther King Day. And tomorrow, wow, we're going to start the 44th presidency. That is, like, amazing, exciting to me. And almost I can sit here in my office and feel the energy So, brand new beginning. So, I'd like you, I know we're going to have some questions. There's two people in the chat room already, and I'll get right to you. I see one of them is Frank, and the other one is a 561 area code. I'll get to you in just a minute. Even though times are hard for everybody, I know you're going to ask me questions. How about let's have a little fun? If you come up with some great ideas, how to survive the next year, great, or if you have great expectations of something that can happen, then want to share it, that's great. In the chat room, I am kind of looking over. If you want me to notice a question, I won't have hurt feelings if you type it in caps. You know, they say if you type an email with caps, it means that you're shouting, and that was not with me. Just in the last year, my eyesight has changed, and I don't see the screen as clearly as I did a year ago. So it is from probably spending too many hours at the computer screen. But I see someone else has written, oh, it's Angel Wing again. I have snow up to my eyeballs. Oh, my God, what a visual. But anyway, so until we get more questions out of the chat room, I'd like to see what Frank's up to and get a couple questions in here and see what he's up to. Is this Frank?
Yes. Hello, Nancy.
Well, hello, Frank. And how are you feeling? A couple of weeks back, you called and said you've been in the hospital. Are you better?
Yes, I'm better. I got my voice back after being 6 days in the hospital during Christmas and 3 years to you. But I do feel better, and I'm glad to be here. I really am.
I'm glad you're here also, Frank. It's not your time to leave, but believe me. So, my friend, you've been on quite a few times. What can I talk to you about tonight? You have a question for me?
Things have been moving around quite well, and I got standing from my brother Anthony, but now it seems that he signed a document stating that I got the standing for turd through fraud. And anyway, he gave that letter to the opposing attorney, and now I got a court date tomorrow.
You know, it's interesting when you have that, get back to me eventually. I'm not positive I know what his accusations versus proof is. It's almost like he is throwing something out at you to stir it all up again, as though to take time or to hurt you or to make you spend more money. I would really want to get after this kid. If he's throwing accusations and there's no discovery, you don't know what you, and he just throws something at you, you know, make sure your attorney says, well, remember, I'm not an attorney, so I'm kind of like guessing on how the process works. If there's something that's out of the left wing, you got to cut the court, hey, judge, let me look at this. Let's have discovery because I don't know what this guy's talking about. I'm kind of curious what if it's real or not. His accusation.
Yes, his accusation. And anyway, now I got that, and then tomorrow's basically if I got standing. If I don't, they're going to dismiss my case.
Dismiss the case that he has against you?
Yeah, that's the case I have against my sisters, the one that took the entire estate. You see, he originally agreed to give me standing so that way I can go ahead and contest the will and everybody will get equal. But now, with this, either he got paid off, number one. Number two, they threatened him with something that he's not going to get. Or number three, they're just pressuring him.
You know, sometimes I have to share, I'm having a hard time figuring out what's going to happen. It's not so much maybe someone has a bad feel, uncomfortable feeling from what could happen tomorrow, but it could be picking up what the brother has thrown at you. I feel like he doesn't have a firm ground to stand on. So, you know, email me, Frank, because I'd like to know what happens. It's really right here on top of it. I'm just not getting a good read on it, and I don't want to guess. So can you email me at nancy@nancymats.com and put in there Frank in trial or court, something I'll know in the email?
Sure,
let me know, because it's hard to read it. My feeling is that he thinks he has something. Let's say this way, he's hoping he has something, just anything to get this thrown out of court. I'm not sure he's got a good foothold. It's some kind of I found out that versus I have a piece of paper that proves it. That's
Nancy,
the feeling.
Nancy.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Please get back to me.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
For those listening in, all music is in the chat room. Hello there. Lordship Quentin, Bliss 9, Miss Moki, Miss 396, a guest, Angel Wing, A-L-Y-S-S-A-V. I apologize. I pronounced some of these names, and I'm embarrassing myself. Trek Star, Cookie. Oh, how nice. Searcher. Oh, I like that one. Searcher. We're all in the process of searching for enlightenment. And my friend Gary. There's a gal that well, someone's asked a question in the chat room, then I'll get to 561 area code. I have a feeling my relationship is coming to an end. I feel like my husband is going to move back to his family. This feeling is very strong. What do you see? Wow, on the air, you want me to talk about this? I do feel like there's conflict here. I don't know if it has anything to do with you. I'm not sure if it's a week away that you'll be talking to him about this. You say relationship, but then you call him my husband. So that kind of it was an interesting statement. You know, there's a domino that's on the floor and you roll it. You know how you put thousands of dominoes? It's not always the last straw. So I feel like you may already know what's going on, but it may have gone to the place where you can't reach out and touch it anymore. So my wonder is what you think is wrong in the relationship may not be wrong as much as a misconception of what is wrong. That's kind of hard to understand, but when I find relationships not working, it's usually something that's so far back. I don't know, I'm looking at 2 years or 2 months. I think you need to ask him that you have a strong feeling and let him tell you or confront you. The worst thing to do is to have him just move out. Please do that, dear. Okay, I'm really sorry at this time of year and all the struggles going on. thank you, Ms. Mokley. Oh, gosh, I just really like all you kids trusting me. That's such a big question. On the air to give you 1 or 2 minutes. That's really tough. That's really tough, kids. All right. Is everyone excited as I am for tomorrow? You bet. You bet. So here's 561 area code. And who am I talking to?
Hi, Nancy. It's Lena.
Oh, hello. Oh, how are you doing? You're from Florida, right?
You remember me, right?
Of course. You're the one looking for a job, and I was trying to give you a direction. What happened?
No, I'm still not working, Nancy.
Okay, I still get it. So did you look in the direction? It's an office or clerical or walking around talking kind of a job. It's inside. Have you put any leads out yet?
No, I mean, I've been applying for everything. Things I'm overqualified, and I just what I wanted to ask you tonight was about this man that I've been seeing. I have a, you know, it's like up and down with us, and I've been finding out he's been lying to me a lot, and I break up with him, and then a few days later, I get back with him, and I think I'm just staying with him because I'm not working, it makes me feel secure, but he's not really making my life better. If anything, he's creating more stress in my life.
You know, I tell you, these kids out here have these issues. It looks like the universe is trying to get you to have a focus. You're wanting a job, but are you getting the job that you should have? Or my sister, who's not having a job right now, she says, reach as high as you can, what hurts. If you get any unemployment or whatever. And I said, that's great if you're you. But most people have to get the job that's available for them. When you look at the Lady of Justice with her eyes bandaged and she has her arms out, that's you. On one side, you really want a job, but in reality, you're more upset about the boyfriend. So I wonder if your energy isn't reflecting the boyfriend and not the job. Mm-hmm. If you could get rid of the boyfriend long enough to get a good job, that means put bright red lipstick on, look good, go down to somewhere and say, I want a job, this is the place where I want to work. And do it not very far from where you are, within a radius of a mile all around you. I think that you would have a better sense, because if you go down there and your eyes are puffy and you're all upset about a boyfriend, that energy is going to be reflected.
Oh, so you think he's stopping me?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And my sister, she's just now kind of getting into finding the job. She went out and bought, not like high-end, but a nice outfit. And she's been looking at it, and she's been preparing, and she bought some better shoes, and she's ready. So when she put in for this, she calls me. She's very intuitive. We have our own show, everybody, on Thursday nights. And oh my gosh, she called me up and she says, that energy, that feeling of the job, she says, it's really soon, within a few days, not even a week. And I says, I think it's 2 days they're going to call you. And that's because all her focus is on that job. Your focus is not on the job. Your focus is on this man who won't stay in your life or won't break up with you.
No,
and I feel like he's pushing, I think he's kind of pushing away from you. I think he needs to break up with you to see if he misses you or not. And you don't need this in your life with all the grief at the job. Right?
Yeah, but I wind up in pain, Nancy. I mean, I don't feel good when I'm around him. I feel like I'm turning into a hypochondriac.
Like I said, it doesn't matter if you're in pain or not. Your focus should not be on a relationship. Your focus should be on safety and security.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's
that's where your focus should be. I don't care. You need to release him to the universe because you're focused on survival. If your focus is trying to get him to marry you and move in together, it won't work.
Oh, no. Oh,
for security.
God,
okay, so that's my point. That's my point, huh? So
okay.
If you can break that negative energy, what's going on, to free you up in your energy and your soul, because your number one focus should be, I thought it'd be only a couple of weeks. So you've pushed it out, not negative. You've pushed it out because your other focus was not 100% on the job.
Yeah,
Lena, get back to me in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, thanks, man.
All right, sweet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's see here. I let the chat room reboot. So I have a need to go down. There's okay. Angel, she wants to know if her health is improving when I move to North Carolina. I heard a yes on that, but I also want to know. I have a sense that emotionality that you've been going through, that you told me about, you'll be so much happier that the health issues will be minimized. So I do feel like you will improve. Have you ever heard, I've talked about this, I say, what if you're taking your kids to, well, to California, it was Marriott to USA with the Animal Kingdom and all that, and you're going with your kids, but you have a little bit of a cold, you got a headache, well, you're going to go and have fun. What if you take the same symptoms and you have to go to work? All of a sudden, you're a lot worse off. So I think that improvement is also mental. So I'm really into that. I think that anybody who's really ill and you have great things happening around you, then it's minimized. And I feel like you will feel better. And it's not that far away. Are you moving only within a few months? It feels like you get better pretty quick. And, of course, the weather will improve, too. I think, are you the one that said you have snow up to your eyeballs? Gosh. Then, Lordship, seeing we are on the topics of relationships, I had a question. I just started a new relationship with someone, but we have known each other over a year, but we've put it off because of distance. Oh, you kids with distance. But we couldn't deny it, and we agreed we love each other. What do you see? I feel like you are going to be a couple. My concern, you know, I talk to people all over the world. You know, I'm probably one of the few ones that really do mean it when they talk to people all over the world. And I talked about one young lady who found someone to fall in love with from San Francisco. She fell with someone in South Africa. And I said, could you possibly make it any further? But that distance is as great in 22 hours of flying as it is from one state to another. Anything more than a 15 minutes to a 30-minute drive in all these years is just a beat-up condition. If one of you within 6 months will move to the other one, you have a great, great, better chance of having it work. My feeling is that you're going to be a couple, but I can't promise forever unless one of you changes. I get a good feeling you are a pretty good match. But like I said, in these 20 years I've been helping relationships, how can you make a relationship work when you can't see each other every couple of days or you can talk to each other? And you could do webcam, but when you don't have physical energy connecting, it's hard. It's really hard, harder on women. So I do want you to look at that. That's very tough. Okay, let me scroll down real quick. I don't mean to be evasive on some of these questions. These guys are really asking some hard ones. Six, four, six area code. Who is this speaking? Okay, try again. Oh, I got it. Okay, 646, who's this? Okay, so I'll turn it on, and if you're just in the room to listen, I'll just leave you there. How's that? Someone wants to know if there is somebody going to pay the light bill since I can't work and I don't have any money. They're going to turn off my power off the 23rd. Wow, listen, I started the show and I said, is anybody there that can help? For the young lady, I won't say her call name in the chat room, but if anybody wants to help out somebody in need, let me know. I can't quite get that, turning it off. I feel like there could be a woman that could help you, but I'm not going to promise because I can't tell for sure. That is tough. Some of these questions, Angel, thank you, thank you. Let's see here. Oh, hello, Denise. Do you see anything with me and a guy I met recently? The man I'm looking at, is this the blonde man? You and wavy blonder, lighter hair? If that's him, I want him to have 100% attention to you. If it's a light-haired man and it's wavy, he gets distracted. He may not be attentive. I just lost the screen again. Let me know if that's the guy, okay? Oh, jeez. Can you try the local church? Some better, but that can't work. Oh, boy. Okay, try the local church. All right, so you got someone gave you an idea. And it also depends on the state you live in. There's some states that just have a better networking. So I'm wondering if you're in the South, you may have a better chance of help than you could maybe from California. So let us know. You're in North Carolina? Well, that's good. Some networks in some of those states are a little better. Oops. Okay, let me get over to area code 317.
Hi, Nancy.
Who's this?
Dorothy.
Oh, hello, Dorothy. What state are you from, please?
Indianapolis.
Oh, Indianapolis.
Actually, all Destiny's
right.
Angels.
Oh.
I'm Destiny in the chat room.
Oh, hello. You know what? There's enough Dorothys out there, Lindas, and people call me. I sometimes get them. Good grief, girl. You got lots of things going on. What can I help you with?
I do have lots of things going on. I wanted to tell you, right, was a girl. Her picture's on my profile.
I'm sorry?
Her picture's on my profile. You described her as dark hair, olive complexion.
Your sister or the baby?
The baby.
Oh, did I describe it that way?
Yep.
I see the end result. So when I talked to a grandma in Reading, her daughter had just had the second one, and I says, "Oh, they're having another girl." Then they have the fourth one, which was a redheaded boy, and she just had a fit. And gosh, if the daughter didn't have another daughter, and then 2 years later they had the boy, and she called me back. She says, "How?" And I says, "You know, that's big." And today I had to talk about a couple. And remember, with my impression, I felt like Grandpa was going to pass away. And it's like the universe allows me to see that. Sometimes I don't know which child it is. But I felt like for you, and what did they name the child?
Madison.
Oh.
Elizabeth. Madison Elizabeth.
That's a nice name. Nice, strong name. Tell your daughter this child will never stop talking.
I could see that already. I mean, she doesn't talk, but she's just like
very communicative.
She's being held. They are really spoiling her big time.
Already?
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's almost
they don't put
like
her down.
Well, this will prompt her to want to communicate, and when she starts talking, she's never going to stop. I can hear the mother say, "Don't, aren't you ever quiet?" So
I
that's really fun.
Talk early too.
Now, do they have a boy yet?
She has a boy. My son
married
a girl with two boys, and she has two boys.
How old
so,
are they?
One is 10, and the other one is, he just turned 5.
I'm seeing a brown-haired male. Does your daughter want any more children?
No, my son does not want any more.
She want more.
They've got 3. Pardon me?
But does she want more?
She does not want anywhere right now, no.
Okay. I may be looking at maybe one of the other boys, but I'm being shown a thick hair, brown, short to the nape of the neck child. Is that one of the other two boys?
That's Travis. He has a lot of emotional problems. A lot of emotional problems.
So that's what see him as a baby, huh?
Right.
Oh, boy. That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you...
Another thing I wanted to... tell you is I got the job you told me I was going to get.
Well, refresh my memory.
I'm a caregiver and an advocate. And you told me that, you know, I would be getting it, and I wouldn't be getting it to the end of January. But you were right. It was like the middle of January. And you said there'd be a man involved, but actually the woman would work out more than the man.
And so what happened?
I went to the man's house today, and his daughter hired me, well, through the agency.
Okay.
And he really doesn't want anybody there. He's got, like, independence. He's a very independent man, you can tell. He has a full, you know. But he was very nice to me. I haven't been at work in a long time. I'm exhausted. But I mean, he wanted everything done at once. How do you think that's going to work out with him?
A little temperamental. I feel like you will get along. If you can charm him into allowing you to stay, it will be a good relationship.
Okay. Well, he's already talking about me coming back next week, what he's got planned for me and everything. So he seemed like he was satisfied.
Yeah.
You
must have charmed him then, because I don't think he's got along with very many people.
Oh, okay. I had a feeling that was happening. And then the people that I'm working for are very, very nice people. They met me in a parking lot, and they took me to the house to make sure that I felt comfortable with him. And they said they do that with all their clients.
Great.
So... You know, I was real happy about that, too. So,
well, I'm tickled to see. Yeah, pardon me?
Do you see anything else for me?
How would I look? I don't know, Dorothy.
Well,
I'm
asking you is everybody is, you know, I've talked to a couple people, and, you know, somebody keeps saying to me something about inheritance. And both my parents are gone. Although my stepmother passed away, and there was an inheritance problem. Now, is that what they're talking about?
Could be. I see you making some money here, but I don't get the any. Sometimes I do hear this happening, that clients will oftentimes leave something to the people who are caretakers. There's going to be a woman that's going to give you something, but I wouldn't think it's going to amount to anything. It's not the man. It may be after this man you get a really small, wiry little woman, and she could give you something, but it's going to be very minimal.
Oh, well, I don't mean that. I mean,
I don't
have
see anything coming in.
No. I'm not saying have anything coming in, but I had family issues where my father had passed away, and there was a will, and my stepmother changed it, and my brother went into it and got it, which I'm the type of person that I don't really want it anyways, but I've been told...
I know, but I'm not picking it up. So they could have picked up the issues of it. Your brother will never give you anything.
Oh, I
so
know
I'm
that.
Really, I really don't get any, hon. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, honey, I got to get you go. I'm sorry, Dorothy.
I just want to tell you that Cookie, to tell Cookie to contact her state representative. I am an advocate. And if she has disabilities, they cannot shut that power off.
Oh, there's a woman that's helping you, girl.
So,
and someone's by the local church. So, Cookie, did you hear that?
Tell
Are you in the chat room, Dorothy?
Email. I'm in the chat room. Tell her to click in on my email, and I'll give her the information. And there's also an Obama campaign representative I know that she can contact to keep the
okay. So,
on.
So Cookie in the chat room, I think it's where the numbers of people who are checking in. Dorothy, what is your call name
Destiny's
on here?
Destiny's Angels. Destiny.
Okay, Cookie, go to Destiny's Angel, click on it, and the email will forward back to her. Okay? Thank you, Dorothy. That's wonderful. If she's disabled,
okay.
They cannot turn off electricity. Great.
Nope. Okay.
Okay, girl. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Bye.
My voice is a little rough, everybody, tonight. I did do a lot of talking today. So yesterday, actually, you know, people just can't talk. So anyway, 321 area code. Who am I talking to?
Oh, hi, Nancy. This is Linda calling from Florida.
Oh, hello, Linda.
And I just want to say that nice lady, Dorothy, for helping Cookie. That was really nice. She didn't have to do that. She didn't have to say anything.
Well, that's why I like Blog Talk so much. I've had more fun help. I mean, some of this stuff, I put my hand to my forehead. There we go, utilityassistance.com. And then someone has written in here, HTML/North Carolina utility bill. So there is agencies that help. I love this.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's wonderful.
It makes me feel, because I was just at Crystal's Hamburgers tonight, just getting a burger with my brother and a neighbor, and three homeless adults came in, and they were counting their change on the table before they went up there and ordered. And not that I was rich, but and I didn't want to go over like, you know, I'm saving the world. And I said, can we give you something to eat? And they said, sure. And the girl, I wanted to give them the most for the money. And you know what she did tonight? She said, you know what, I'm just going to give you a senior discount. And I never saw a senior discount there. So we fed all three of them for $2.59 apiece.
So that's what I like.
$20, you know what I'm saying? And I thought, geez, $15, $20, it's, you know, it's a lot of money plus our food, you know, for a hamburger. But see how people work, you know what I mean? And she says, you know, we'll do this. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know you had this. But I think when she went to the manager in the back, they must have said, bring it up at this. So they had a nice, you know, they had chicken sandwich fries and a drink, we were able to.
I'd rather
them.
Do that. I'd rather do that than give someone money that's walking the street. If they're really in a restaurant and they want food, that's the way to do it.
But
and the other thing,
nice
that's really nice. I want to share with you that you don't know if they are angels or not. You don't know if you were tested. That's the biggie. I have had these kinds of tests, and one time. You kids don't know this. I do the readings, I do Reiki. You know, I've done Reiki, I've done hands-on, I've done things. And I went to an event where someone was profoundly disabled, but not because I've touched all kinds of people, but the test for me was to put my hands on that person's face, but they were across a lot and across someone. If I told you, it would be too hard to explain it, but clearly there was a leprosy kind of a condition on the body. And from now on, you know, it's like my fear was in the way. And I think that the universe sets it up and says, okay, we're going to test you. Are you ready for the next step? And if you are, if it's genuinely, I didn't know if I was going to get slapped in the face or if someone would rush over and say, who are you? And I think the angels will test us. So, you know, I'm going to put it right there, Linda. I wonder what you passed, because who says that these were actually homeless people as much as they were angels in waiting?
Well, because when the girl
never
at the counter, though,
huh?
The girl at the counter said the one man wasn't homeless, but that still didn't bother me. I wasn't going to say, well, you're not homeless, you don't get food. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I just went, well, I'm glad he's not homeless, the one man. And then at the end, after they were leaving, she goes, well, I just found out the woman's living with that man, but the other man, the third party person of the party, he's living next to an abandoned house on the outside, not inside. So it still didn't matter to me.
No.
They all were destitute, and they helped me give them the most I could for what I could afford. So, you know, everybody, like, helped one another is what I'm
saying. That's
what
I'm saying is maybe one of them was an angel. I've had stories shown to me, told to me. I apologize, my voice. Everybody's wants, what's wrong with her voice? Is that sometimes if you have the feeling to do something, follow through on it. You don't know when the universe is giving you a test. And I really mean it. So you don't know.
That's a wonderful way to look at that. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was very nice of what Dorothy just did for Cookie, because I see Cookie a lot in the chat, you know. So I'm very glad that she could help Cookie. So see how things work?
It's wonderful. This has been it's really great in the middle of winter for everybody to kind of chip in and help each other. That's really great. So, Linda, is there anything that you need from me tonight?
I always ask about, you know, finances or health or school. I think I'd like to know about romance because, you know, Nancy, I always hear, you know, the guy's around the corner. He's going to meet his mom. You know, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And I believe in manifestation. I believe in positive thoughts. I believe what is ours will come to us. I believe that it's a whole choice. I'm doing, I think, all the things that I believe in, but it's still not happening. So I don't know. Maybe you have insight.
Let me share with you the thing about, you know, I'm trying to think of an example. And one of my people I talked to, it took 6 years for the man to show up. And when we analyzed her life, and I'm going to give you an idea here, for you that have routine lives, when a psychic enters time, we will go and bump into that individual. So the best we can do is measure time with what we know. I measure time by the end of a day, end of a week, end of a month, end of 6 months, end of a year. And then if it's 6 months that's short, I can back up and get a pretty good idea. So I would say to you, if your life is routine and not a lot of things are going on, we could bump into what we think is 6 months, and it could be a year. I'm not sure that the psychics are reading wrong as much as they could have the time wrong. So your voice makes me think you're not 25. Is that right?
Right. You know, because I was going to ask you, I get emails every now and then from my ex-husband. I'm in my 50s, and he's been emailing me. He's married, so you know he wanted to see me, but that's taboo.
Oh,
you know, he's married. You can't be a spiritual person and, you know, go meeting someone, especially an ex-partner in life, and think it's okay. I have a feeling that his marriage isn't working out. I believe we both made a mistake. We could have made it work, but we were too young to – we don't know what we know now is what I'm trying to say. Is he going to come back in my life?
I don't want you to count on it, but I'm going to share with you a man I'm looking at, a medium to lighter complexion. He's got soft white hair. I see that he's sitting on top, as in from the temples going back. And he's not thin, medium, but a shade above medium, kind of a little, not chubby, but fuller. That man is showing back up. I think your ex is afraid of his future. And this happened last week. I had a woman talk about this person coming back. And they were not divorced, nor were they separated from their spouse. And I said, you're happening. I'm not saying this is what's going on with your ex, but I want to share it with you. I want you to make sure he wants you, and he's not looking for the next nest to go to.
Okay,
I want you to be real.
Is that for me you're saying that for Nancy?
I want you to be, that could be the very similar situation. I think that your ex is making sure that you still have feelings for him. If something happens to his relationship, I feel like he would want to come back. Now, did I visually describe your ex-husband?
Well, I haven't seen him in a long time. He has a receding hairline, and it's graying. He's 6'1". Like I said, he was never small built, or he would be, you know, a little bit above medium, I would say.
Okay, so if he's sincere, and if he really loves you, you need to stop your communication, and you don't want to be the reason for the breakup, nor would you want to wait for him to do the divorce. Don't tie your heart up with someone who is absolutely not free.
Oh, I'm not doing that, Nancy. I'm not
great.
Even, I'm not emailing.
You hearing everybody in the chat room about that? That's a heartbreak, because I don't think that the marriage is going to go bad for a couple of years yet. I don't think he's going to be done. And I don't want you sitting in the wings. At 51, I want you out there playing.
I'm 56. You know what, though, Nancy?
Yep.
I don't want to, because my conscience is my guide, I don't feel it's right. If their marriage is going bad, it's between them. I don't want to interfere. If it's meant to be and they divorce, and if it's
but
meant
don't
to
be in the, okay, you're missing the point. Don't be in the picture. If that woman finds out you're in the wings, this will be drug out forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not.
You may not be consciously aware that you may be in the picture, but he could tie you in, or she could misconstrue that you are part of it. She gets hold of emails. We don't know the dynamics of what's really happening. If you claim because we were married before, honey, I want you back, and he leaves her, I just want you clear of this mess before.
I understand what you're saying.
You're not. Don't get involved. If you really love him, the best thing you can do is back off so this man gets his life straight so he can come to you clean.
I don't know if I really love him, though.
I would love for you at this age to go out and have a party and enjoy your life. You may meet a really dark-haired man, then you're going to get this light-haired man next. And so I want you to play and live your life, girl. I really mean it. Don't tie up with somebody who's still married. Even if you love him, back off. Okay?
Well, on a positive note, Nancy, what I did is I tried to learn from the experience with him just emailing me, listening to him and thinking, do I really want this? And I learned a lot for me is that I didn't stand up for myself enough when he was saying things that would hurt me or whatever. So it wasn't always a bad thing. I made it a positive thing. But then I also stuck to what I believe you should do as a good person, and that is to get out of the picture because he's in a marriage. Let them part because they both want to part.
Yeah, you don't want everyone. I've seen really unfortunate, and then I need to let you go. Mm-hmm. I've seen really, really nice ladies involved with, you know, getting advice from me, and the wife has said, oh, my word. I've had to help a lot of grieving ladies out of get through situations they had no intent of causing grief to themselves and to the husband's families, and oh, my word. I am writing a book, Dating Relationship Psychic. You go to that, and there's chapters shown, and some of this will explain. It's unbelievable, the hard feelings, the hardships that people inadvertently, really innocently put themselves into. I do feel like you're going to have a chance to go out and meet a dark-haired man, and then after that will come the white-haired man. If it's this guy, he's got it, he'll get it, he'll fix it, and then come to you clean. How's that?
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good.
Go out and have a good time, girl. All right, Linda. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I kept trying to watch the chat room, but not be distracted for talking to somebody. And I know there was a question. She must have been the one about the ex-husband, but there was one under that. The Canadian boys congratulated us. Thank you very much. I clicked something by accident and had to come back, but the show didn't kick. You know, sometimes every time my screen reboots, I seem to lose a little of the chat room. Craziness. Thank you, and may the force be with us. Yes. Oh, gosh. Destiny Angel, thank you so much for your input. And then you added to the gal that needs utility help. Please call your doctor tomorrow first thing and get the letter drawn up and tell him that this is urgent. You get it done. Really great help in there. Anybody else need any help? That is terrific. Okay. 267 area code didn't click on. Oh, there we are. 267, who am I talking to?
Linda.
Another Linda. And where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Hello, dear, and how are you tonight? Are you getting
yeah, you.
Angel Wing in here said she's up to her eyeballs in snow.
we just got a coating, so.
Well, Linda, what's going on with you tonight? How can I help you?
Me and my husband were downstairs watching TV, and I had put my kids up to bed, and I heard my daughter upstairs. She'll be two next month, and I heard We heard her having a conversation, and I'm not sure who she was having a conversation with. And I was
Call me. I just love these kinds of questions. Up to the age of about 6 to 8, spirit children are very open to spirit and to past lives. So for you moms, I'll give you an answer here. For you moms, that child is talking of past life of any kind. Ask them just a sentence. Do you remember the before time? And that way you get more information without asking or trying to explain past lives. This, your daughter, is. I see her sitting on the floor and looking up and talking to a spirit lady. And my feeling is that she's very sweet looking, not really tall. She had a medium bosom, and as she got older into, she said, 65 to 67, she flared out at the hip. She was petite, and she has rounder cheeks and jowls, and she looked like one of the smaller version of one of the three fairies in Cinderella. Not Cinderella, but the one that pricked her finger and slept. What was her name?
Mm-hmm.
And the woman's skin is very, very light and no bangs, and she had wavy hair, and she brushed it off her face and a little nose. Who am I talking about? Do you recognize her?
Well, it kind of sounds like my grandmother.
Okay, so go get a picture of grandmother as she was before she died at a good looking, and show it to your daughter and say, is this who you were talking to?
Okay.
And don't make anything of it. And if she goes, you know, gives you some indication, then say, I'm so glad because she was a good grandma to me. Don't make any fearful. It's very exciting. It's very interesting. My animals do that. My husband comes in and says, who is the dog barking at? And I'll look and the dog talking to the wall. It's like bizarre. Mm-hmm. So everybody can do this. Don't be afraid. Don't show fear. The woman I'm describing is in the bedroom with your daughter. I believe that's who your daughter's looking at. Okay?
Okay, yeah, because I went in and I had said, because I pay attention to things like that, and I just said, okay, well, whoever's in here, you know, it's 11:30 at night, it's time for bed, so please let her sleep, go on your way, come back and visit another day.
You know, you're welcome to stay as long as you don't frighten us in any way, and that's important. I'm associated with CaliforniaHaunts.org, and they do investigations, and they had a 9-year-old girl who was being terrorized. And, of course, the way we, you know, they dealt with it, and there's a difference between companionship and I'm your guide and if our grandma or somebody, and you want to find out if the child has no fear, then there's nothing wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very nice. Have her, another thing you can do is sit down with pencil and paper and say, can you draw who you were talking to the other night? I'd love to know who you were talking to.
Okay.
All right,
all
right, girl. That's way fun. Get back to me. Let me know. All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Did anyone hear the question we ask young children? Make a very simple sentence. This is what I was taught. If a child exhibits any past life intrusion or memories, that's different. You ask the child, "Do you remember the before time?" Years ago, my first book, I talk of Camille. And Camille and I met at the Spirit of Grace Church where I learned all my spiritual controls so I could control this thing when I got going here. Anyway, she called me up almost frantic into the phone. She had been watching one of the travel stations, I believe it was, the National Geographic. And this is quite a few years ago. And I think her granddaughter was like 3 years old. And they were watching the altitude pictures you see of Peru with the little tiny buildings and people walking around. And the little girl walked up and touched the TV and said, do you remember when we were there? I was tall and you were small. And of course, Camille just went flying. She called me up. Oh, I said, you're screaming? The lower your voice, girl. What's my granddaughter going to think about this? I said, you turn around and you say, tell me the story of what you remember. And she pointed to the TV. And the little girl says, we lived there, and I was your daddy. And a bad man with a stick came to our village. Wow, you know. And so that's how you deal with it. Tell me the story. But if they talk about, I used to own that car, or my mommy is still in heaven, then you say, tell me of your before time. And that's the way you bring out the story. So you don't want to lead them. You just want to hear a story, okay? Wait a minute. You remember what? Do you remember what? Searcher 123, do you see me and my ex working things out? I don't know if you're the gal that I talked to earlier. I do see the ex coming back. You could be a couple, but I don't know if it's forever. Okay? I can't tell that. Makes me think when I look at the word X that he has restlessness or something in him that's not right. like he can't stay around for some reason. I'm not sure what that is. Mm-mm. Well, it's a certainly exciting evening getting ready for the inaugural tomorrow. We have 10 minutes left. If anybody has any more questions. Oh, here, good. Nancy, do you see anything about the property spirit speaks about for some time now? Oh, my. You know what? That's hard to understand, girl. So good. How? What do you mean? Do you see anything about the property spirit speaks about for some time now? Oh, golly, golly. Can you ask me in a different way? Are you talking about property you own and you have seen an Indian spirit on there and you want to know what they're speaking about? Let me know. I have a gentleman and his family that lives in, I think, North Carolina, bought a lot of property with Indian spirits on it. And it's interesting that when the Indian spirits come around, the wild animals also come around. So that's fascinating. He has a lot of bears in his property. Bliss says, can you tell me my spirit guide name? No, I'm not good at names. I'm good at visuals. The woman I see for you is a woman that with a shawl over her head, almost like either a nun or from a cultural family. She's very petite with medium to brown complexion, a very sweet face. It makes me think she's a little older. She has full cheeks and not jowls like old, but fuller. So I feel like this is somebody that could have known you in the family. It feels like she's not tall, maybe 5'2", or 5'3". And I wonder about the shawl. Is that a, like a, not medicine or Indian, or could it be she was a nun? So if that rings with you, let me know, okay? Okay, two is a great age, two or three. The gal, if you want to listen to a really great show, May 19th, I had Amy on. And Amy, around her second son's 2 years old, when he was talking really good, he started talking about another life when he was a grown man who died in a car accident. So by the time she found me through a friend of hers named Lisa in Phoenix, Lisa had sent a couple people to me who had unusual issues. And I started describing the man that the boy thought he was. And I said he died of a head trauma. But I actually found that man in their family. He died in the hospital of pneumonia, having been hurt in a car accident. So the pieces really, really fit well. So now the boy's 4 years old, and after I talked to her and they told the boy they truly believed in his story, it was the first night that he had slept since he was born. And I think he must have been about 3.5. So that show, interviewing Amy, is on May 19th. So just scroll down, go to past shows, and you'll hear her describing that situation and confirming what I was telling her, and the boy confirming, and they actually found that man in the family tree, which is fascinating to think even in the family tree that biological reincarnation happened. Karen, who's in that chat room, is in Northern California. She does past life regression work. I wouldn't put a child through past life regression, but she and I are dealing with hitchhikers, and we're dealing with past life intrusions. So if any of you want a connection to her, email me. I'll send you a number, or you can go to click her name in the chat room and get more information. So along with CaliforniaHaunts.org or NancyMatz.com, we just got all kinds of things we can make you get you interested in. When do you see the property coming? Wow, that is just, I mean, ownership of your property. I'm not positive. I know what you're talking about, girl. It feels short distance before June, but I still don't know what you mean. When do you see the property coming? Sixth Sense Film Angel. So you do know who I'm talking about. Sixth Sense Film Angel. Liz, is that, did you recognize who I'm talking to? Is that her name? Okay. Oh, so Angel, when you're going to go look that show up, you'll like it. It's really, really amazing to me. My background didn't include the option to believe in past lives. So I got into this and discovered what was wrong with me all my life, that I was called a psychic medium. Then I had to get used to the idea that if we could choose once, we can choose over and over. In my first book, I drew a picture of my grandson 45 days before he was conceived. And the picture of him I drew and the picture photograph of him 4 hours old or exact. I even called my daughter up the night I drew the picture of him, and I was told it was for her. And asked if she was pregnant, and she says, no, I'm not. But that was June 6, 1990. And then end of August, she calls me and says, I'm 45 days pregnant, Mom. How did you know? Well, he told me he was coming. So people, the spirit knows they're going to be born. And if we can do it once, we can do it again. And that was a really a big one for me to get hold of. Karen said, boy, do they. I remember my nephew asking my mother, Grandma, why do you have all those cracks in your face? Is it from smoking? He was talking about her wrinkles. Oh, I love things like that. Oh, boy. Hitchhikers, yes. I don't call it possession. I call them hitchhikers. And you can also bring hitchhikers from past lives forward. If you have trauma or emotionality, you could hitchhike, have a hitchhiker suffering from the same element. I tell you, there's so many interesting things going on out there, out of the mouth of babes. Curiosity is, could you tell me my spirit guide's name and if they have a message for me? Like I said, this is a bigger man. I know someone else, but this is also a man spirit for you. Most of the time it's family. Most of the time our spirit guides are people who kind of watch over us. And I do believe we are paired up before birth with not a guardian, but a companion angel. So I do believe that, but they're most of the time in the back, and they're the ones that nudge us if we get off the path. Most of the time, the ones that give us inspiration and keep us going in life is family. The man that shows himself to me is a big man. He got thin at the end of his life. I don't think he was ever really heavy. Big, bony, broad shoulder. Complexion is medium complexion. And when he was outdoors, his hair got a little deeper. Very handsome, masculine face. Almost tall where he has to bend over a little bit. So look in your pictures and you'll find him. I'm not sure if it's a grandfather or uncle. And Nancy, you're so lucky I can't even draw stick people. I've had a gentleman whose wife left him 7 months ago, and he just sat down in a meditative state and drew a picture of her. I've been an artist all my life. I have worked all around my house. But when I'm reading, doing reading, and I promise ghost skulls and spirits, I'm going to start putting up some of my drawings of spirit people. So the website, ghostgoblinspirits.com. When I'm reading somebody and I pick up a spirit, I will quickly draw it. So I promise to start scanning them and put it on my website. Fascinating. I'm so fortunate. I'm so grateful that I can see. In normality, it's hard for me to do it. Well, everybody, I can't believe we don't have but a minute left. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm glad my voice lasted. I did a lot of talking yesterday. So have fun tomorrow, and I'm going to play a little commercial that I just like. KSBK did this for me.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, we may have a minute left. That commercial was done for me by a gal named Lisa. And she came to me for reading, and she said, I work for KFBK, and I want to talk you into doing a commercial for Coast to Coast AM. So that was a really fun, and I'm so thrilled that she talked me into it. She did a great commercial. So if you need help, kids, anybody out there, I do have a website, nancymatz.com, and I really enjoyed all your calls. Some of your questions, life has really handed out some tough months here, but it will get better. After the end of March, it feels like it changes. So hang in there, everybody, with the onset of better weather and the changes are going to come quickly through the new administration, not what we're expecting, but overall. So hang in there. I mean, showing the end of March and end of June as turning points, end of September, something uncomfortable happening, but things will work out into October and on. So hang in there, everybody. Bye-bye.